come over here, guys. We've been looking at windows in this church. And by the way, if you're in the congregation, you can't see it very well. Check it out later. This church has beautiful stained glass and certainly wonderful symbols in it. So we're going to look at this one on the left-hand side. Come all the way over here, guys. We've been talking about the symbols in the church. And so looking at these windows, every one of these windows tells us something about our faith, right? And so we can look at it. So in this window right here, what's in the middle of it? Right there. What is that? Oh, so you're right. You're ahead of me. I want to go right here. What's this? How about a dove? Will you buy that? You're going to accept it as a dove? So what does a dove stand for? We're going to get to the fire in a second, but there's a dove in the middle. Work with me. What does a dove stand for in the church? Should we ask the adults? Adults, what does the dove stand for? The Holy Spirit, right? So we could call this a Holy Spirit window. Did you buy that now? Sort of. Okay, thank you. Now, you had said before the dove, you are right. Around the dove, what's this? You just said it. It's fire. So fire around a dove. What does fire stand for in the Bible? Guess what? Same thing. The Holy Spirit. Congregation, do you agree? Fire, Holy Spirit. So the dove, remember when Jesus was baptized, a dove descended on him, and that was the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, tongues of fire descended on the people, and that was the Holy Spirit. So it reminds us that God, the Holy Spirit, is present. But this is what I love about this window. There's the dove and there's the fire. But what's this right here? A cross, right? So the Holy Spirit comes to us as his people, but what does the Holy Spirit want to tell us about? About Jesus, right? So that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit reminds us, tells us, actually changes our stubborn hearts so that we believe that Jesus is the Savior, right? So the Holy Spirit is God, and he comes to us and persuades us and moves in us. He gives us faith, actually, but what he's giving us faith in is Jesus and his cross, right? So I love this window. It depicts the work of the Holy Spirit, not just that there is a Holy Spirit, but what he does, right? Congregation, the Holy Spirit comes to convince us Jesus is the Savior. You guys knew that. I just wanted to show you that that is portrayed really wonderfully in that window right there.